Tonight, it's been, you know, I took a long break off of weed and mushrooms. And so tonight, I thought I would take both for this show. Now, I want to tell you guys a couple things. These are drier than I was hoping they were going to be. I forgot how bad they taste. They really, eating those, it's like eating a, it's like licking a camel's asshole. But I figured we're in Austin. We like to get a little weird here in Austin. It's been so long since I've been high on sage. We'll see what happens. I feel fine now. Okay, on the plane ride in here, something happened to me that has never happened before. Have you ever farted yourself awake? Have you done that before, dude? Yeah. Yeah, dude, I had never, like, in public, I had never done that before. And I was on the plane, and those leather seats are not forgiving. And I was just there sleeping, and it was just like, and I was like, and then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, that's fucking me. And so I wanted to see if the dude next to me knew. So I just gave a slow, like, he was staring at me like. And I said, hey, I'm really sorry, man. And he goes, not your first one. Super embarrassing, you know? He wouldn't let me go to sleep for the rest of the plane ride, by the way. Every time I'd nod off, he'd go, uh-uh. So here's what we've been doing. We've been doing, like, and by the way, I'm super high.
You want to know something?
You are too.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as high as him. That's for fucking sure.
Can I tell you guys something, by the way? People ask if we get high together. We don't get high together, but we've been high in the same spot a lot.
Example A.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Keep going. You were
okay,
talking.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Should I take the reins?
No. Wait, this is not a fucking Carrie Underwood song, dude. I got it. Yes.
Did you actually take mushrooms earlier, or was this for comic value?
Are you talking about, am I high on mushrooms right now?
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely very high on mushrooms. Yeah.
Now, I didn't take no heroes dose, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely high. Yeah.
I warned you.
Hey, by the way, you know what? I feel pretty good that you don't know that I'm high. I'm doing better than I thought I was.
Hey, don't start going downhill now.
Oh, man, by the way, I feel so much better about that story I just told. The whole time I was like, they can tell I'm so high. Everybody's looking at me right now. They can tell I'm so high. Yeah, man, yeah.
He said that like it was a bad thing.
I would say he actually doesn't want to do what I'm doing.
Correct.
I think he's better than you.
Dude, I'll tell you something right now. First of all, I hope he's better than me. Second of all, I like his mustache more than yours. So eat that dick, you know what I'm saying?
Boy nailed it.
Yeah, he did. He's super funny. Yeah.
Can you play the guitar?
Yes. Can I play the guitar? Yeah, I'll play his guitar.
Okay.
Okay.
He is, can you play?
Hey, everybody, by the way, my oldest son, Trevor, is here tonight. Yes. He is, where is he?
He's in the back.
Yeah, this guy right here. Hey. What's so, that?
How many kids you have, Christ? They're all this
age. None of your fucking business how many kids I have. And by the way, is two that many, dude? You seem fucking... Where do you live, Utah? You have two kids? What the fuck, bro? They're just popping out like weeds all over the place. One, two. That's it. Two's fucking, whoa, how many more you got back there? None? That's two kids. I can't believe how many that is. Dude, your heckling is not getting any better. You're just screaming facts. The heckler that screams facts is the best character ever. You should be on SNL. Like, your shirt is bigger than it should be. It's oddly specific heckle. I'm sorry, I'm still talking. Hey, so most of you probably don't know this. That he has four kids. I'm a grandfather. You have four fucking grandkids? Is that what happens? Your grown kids have kids? Is that fucking, where are you from? What the fuck?
I would say that's too many though.
Yeah.
Four's too many.
So he about came out of his chair. When I said four, he was like, the fuck are you? Fucking love.
Wait. I don't know what you said. What did you say?
I think she said, yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't gonna talk shit.
Yeah, dude, no, we're totally okay. Yeah.
I don't want to fucking tangle a professional comedian.
You're not taking this, and at this point, I definitely don't feel like a professional comedian.
And at this point, I don't think it's a fight.
So you're good. All right. So he was like, you can pick your grandpa name. And I said, okay. And so I go, hey, give me a day. And he was smart. He said, come up with three. So, and I'm like, okay. Because my wife and I were both like, hey, if someone calls me grandpa at the park, I'm straight up ignoring them. Like, I'm not answering to anybody calling me gramps or papa or... I don't know who you are. Right? Okay, right? So, he calls the next day. And my wife had picked... Her name is Bethany. And, you know, it's not easy to say Bethany. And she was like, it'd be fun, BB. Right? Great one. And he goes to me, he goes, what'd you come up with? I said, LeBron. And he said, what? I go, dude, who doesn't want to go to BB and LeBron's house? Are you kidding me right now?
No,
that is the fucking joint to be at. BB and LeBron's comes with a theme song and shit. BB and LeBron. It sounds like a 70s sitcom.
Not a chance.
Why can't you do my favorite part?
No.
Trevor, my favorite part is you go to me, no. And he goes, and I go, why not? He goes, is everything a joke with you? I was like, are you new?
Yeah.
Did we just meet, dude? Yeah, everything is a joke. Yeah. Yeah, but I had to go with JoJo. BB and JoJo. Okay. That being said, do you have any questions for him before I shoot both of them off the stage? Anybody? Yeah.
Gramps, is he on?
I thought you called me Gramps. I was like, listen, I just told you, dude.
Right.
So nobody calls me Gramps.
Actually, well, hold on. Remember how I... Okay, so when he turned 50, or before he turned 50, I decided I was going to... You heard me. You heard me. Don't act like it's new. So, before he turned 50, I was like, I think I'm going to start calling him something different when he turns 50. Just, you know, as a little, like, gut punch every time. Change his name on my phone, yell it a couple times for a couple months, and then, you know, just slowly let it fade off. And I decided to call him Pops by the time he turned 50. And it's all caps in my phone. His name is just simply Pops, nothing else. And I warned him, because he is already, like he said, a grandfather. By the time he turns 60, it will be upgraded to Gramps.
In my phone.
And there is nothing...
Yo, dude, if I call you and I hear on your phone, Gramps.
Gramps! Now,
if... I will strangle the life out of you.
It is unavoidable. It is inevitable. Just know that.
All right. Guys, say hello to my friend Jeremy Shockley, everybody.
Do you need this? Okay, let's just do those four.
I'm pretty high.
Nice.
Whoa, that's bright.
And let's do the wave first, yeah? Okay. Wait came on by the band, and she was like, man, I love this song so much. And I said, I can't wait to ruin it for you.
2, 3, 4.
When I was in high school, I masturbated every day. Then my fateful morning, I looked the wrong way. I looked down to shot the load right on me. When I was in high school, I got my first BJ. It made me feel so happy and okay. She said, hey, please warn me. The load back on me.
Hey, yo, Josh, you mind if I take a verse?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
All right, here we go. This is fun. I met a guy named Danny back in my college days. 'Twas until I met Danny that I learned I swung both ways. Had sex with Danny. Danny had sex with me.
Just so you know, these aren't true stories. This is just songs. All right, all right. Hey, what do you want to do next? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, my wife absolutely thinks this is basically one of the best love songs ever written. And so I couldn't wait to ruin it. But basically what you need to know is I hurt my right shoulder and I had to use my left hand for a lot of things that I wasn't accustomed to. This is my experience. Still pretty high. 2, 3, 4. I checked into my hotel room, closed the door and shut the blinds. I opened the laptop, cut out the lotion. It's time to treat myself right. And I started an up and definitely off. It was real herky jerky. Nothing was working like a hand job from Michael J. Fox. Too soon, too soon. And it ended up way more violent when I used my left hand. My dick was bruised and battered. It looked just like Chris Brown's girlfriend. Too soon? Is that too soon for that? Is that too soon? I told you that one would work.
That you did.
All right. This is, you want to do the brand new one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have to read?
We do.
Okay, so this is like my wife loves Kelly
Clarkson.
Thanks you. Okay. My wife loves Kelly Clarkson. Loves. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what she's going to do when she hears this song. By the way, the fact that there's laughs in there are great. Every line is, I'm picturing how much she hates it. Okay. Just need a little saliva.
Jacob Wolf, and this is Family Tussle,
the father-son competition show where the loser has to do an embarrassing punishment.
Let's go!
Well, today we are doing, it's a model competition. A rack filled with clothes will be put in front of us, and we will get to choose two outfits. We're going to be judged on our style and our catwalk. He's going to try and win based on comedy or style points. Raw sex. I'm bubbling with testosterone. Probably not at my age. You know that little swish walk where that leg comes in front of the other? Where you have to be careful not to squish your nuts together.
Strategy going into the competition, flipping the hair, a lot of hips in the walk. You know, just some stuff I've picked up from a Victoria Secret fashion show.
I've seen Zoolander like 40 times.
So, get ready to kiss my heels, baby, because this walk's gonna be fierce.